Sri Lanka, the island nation in the Indian Ocean, is on a building spree with a lot of help from China. Beijing has bankrolled lots of infrastructure projects around the world. In Sri Lanka, China has physically taken control of a $1 billion port after the government there defaulted on loans. That's raising questions about sovereignty. NPR's Lauren Freyer went to visit the port in southern Sri Lanka.
I've come to Sri Lanka's south coast to see one of the country's biggest infrastructure projects, a massive port city. There's an airport, there's a shipping terminal. And I'm right up at the gate. But the guard here tells me, sorry, if I take 3 steps forward, I need permission from the Chinese government.
Chinese person inside the port.
Only Chinese?
Yeah.
Chinese.
China lent Sri Lanka the money to build this port called Hambantota. It also supplied Chinese construction workers. But when the port opened 9 years ago, very few ships stopped here. Sri Lanka couldn't make enough money to even pay the interest on its Chinese loans. So China essentially foreclosed, taking over the entire port on a 99-year lease. China also took 15,000 acres around the port, and it wants more.
This is his home.
Home.
Coconuts, these are beans, big grove of banana trees.
Dharamsena Hitiarachi is a farmer who lives just outside the Chinese zone on a freshwater lake dotted with lily pads. He says Sri Lankan officials keep coming to his house and they keep asking him to sell his land to create a Chinese-run industrial zone on this watershed.
We refuse because this is our land. We are farmers. We are using this soil. If you want to develop this area, no need to go for foreign people. We don't want to sell for foreigners.
The Hambantota port has become the classic example of what U.S. officials call China's debt diplomacy. At a think tank last year, Vice President Mike Pence accused China of bullying poor countries with onerous loans.
The terms of those loans are opaque at best, and the benefits invariably flow overwhelmingly to Beijing. Just ask Sri Lanka, which took on a massive debt to let Chinese state companies build a port of questionable commercial value.
Pence says he suspects China will soon start using Hambantota as a naval base. It's on a vital shipping route linking Asia and the Middle East. It may be of questionable commercial value now, but China owns it for 97 more years. Ravi Ratnasabapathy is an accountant in Colombo who's examined the Hambantota deal. He says local corruption facilitated all this.
It's a lot easier to do projects with China than with these other international institutions. They don't really ask you for proper assessments, so they give you the loan, and then it's very easy to pad those contracts up and make a lot of money.
Sri Lankan politicians did just that, he says. Hambantota Port was built in the home district of then-President Mahinda Rajapaksa. He commissioned it. And the Chinese Port Authority allegedly paid millions in kickbacks to his re-election campaign. Rajapaksa denies that, and Parliament is investigating. In the end, it was wise for Sri Lanka to give up the port, the accountant Ratnasabapathy says. Otherwise, taxpayers would have been stuck with the bill.
My argument was, you went and built this horrible thing that's sitting there. Now we have to pay back the loan. Here, take your port and you cancel the loan.
That's $1 billion Sri Lanka no longer has to worry about paying back. Sri Lanka is still deep in debt, and not just to China. China holds only 12% of the country's debt. Japan has 10%. Foreign banks hold the most, about 42%, in the form of sovereign bonds. Debt is only part of the story, though. Chinese investment brings Chinese workers, and they could permanently change Sri Lanka's demographics, says lawyer Bhavani Fonseca.
What you see visibly is the Chinese presence. So the job creation really hasn't happened to the locals. And then there is also the suspicion that with the Chinese coming as workers, would they start settling in and would this become a colony, Chinese colony?
The capital city's skyline is now dominated by Chinese structures, like the Lotus Tower.
Symbolizes the flourishing development of Sri Lanka.
TV ads herald it as the tallest building in South Asia. At its grand opening in September, Sri Lanka's outgoing president shocked a crowd of dignitaries. by accusing Chinese contractors of absconding with $11 million. Parliament is also investigating that. As for the tower...
looks like a lotus flower, a big green stalk in this pink, shimmering, iridescent bulb on top. There's a revolving restaurant all the way at the top and a telecommunications antenna above that. It's supposed to be a tourist attraction, and I'm the only one here. The turnstiles outside are closed.
To me, it's one more lost opportunity. That's how I would say.
Chandra Jayaratne is the former head of Sri Lanka's Chamber of Commerce. He watched this building spree with hope that China might help his country build a profitable new port or a world-class telecom tower. But instead, China now controls them. And Jayaratne worries his countrymen will be paying for these projects for generations to come.
We could have used them properly. Say the port city, for instance, probably is going to do more money laundering and all the wrong things rather than the right things that add value to our society.
He's no longer hopeful for the future. The former Sri Lankan president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, who commissioned nearly all of these Chinese projects, has just been appointed prime minister. His brother is now president. And together, they're expected to keep courting Chinese investment, come what may. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Colombo.